Okay, today's daf is Brachas Yerushalmi, daf Ayin Aleph, as we start the seventh perek of Maseches Brachas, seventh out of nine, and again, we thank the Elman family for sponsoring the Masechta, Le'ili Nishpas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chil Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas, Rabbi Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rav Gershon Lipa, Barley Basriel Rubin, and Basha Bas, Rabbi Benjamin Rubin, Malaya Mashalem. And we have the schus of starting the seventh perek, all about Birchas Hamazon and Zimun and the like. We had a little introduction yesterday. We spoke about the mitzvah d'Araisa, Birchas Hamazon, the mitzvah d'Araisa, d'Rabanan, Machlokes, most poskim hold d'Rabanan of Zimun. And today we'll get into the actual details. But just also by way of introduction, the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Taf Lamed, Mitzvah 430, talks about the Mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon, which we learned from Rav Shlomo Zalman, is harder to do properly than to daven properly, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Levarech es Hashem Yisbarach Acher Sheyochal La'adam Yisbah Alechem. The mitzvah is to be mevarech Hashem after we are satiated from lechem or the shivas aminim, as we saw, not pomegranates, not olives, as we saw, that was the Rabbi Gamliel Shita, but we hold by the five grains. The five grains, even though not all of them are beferish in the Torah, only chita and seora, but the other ones also, kusemes and shibola shuel and shifon, are also included. Vezos ha-sviya ein la shir shava b'chal adam. On a daraisa level, the shir of sviya, it is not equal to every person. Aval kol adam yodea sviya so. Everybody knows their level of satiation. The Rambam says he's supposed to eat till you're two-thirds of the way full. So halavai, we should all be makpid on that. But the Rambam says, the chinuch says that if everybody knows their sviya. V'yadanu shir svias ha-tzadik. Shehu ba'ochlo l'sova nafsho. We all know how what the Yachal Vesavata would be for a tzaddik. We have to train ourselves. Eretz Alomar Kedei Michyasa Levad. V'haraya Shein Chiyav Abracham and Ator Rach Achar Asviya. Because the Pasuk says, remember the Gemara says in the Bavli and Brachas Davchav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows favoritism to us. Why? The Malachim ask him. Because we go above and beyond for him. Because we only need to make a Bracha Midaraisa Kedei Sviya, but we make a Bracha Ad Kezayas Ad Kebetza. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, they go out of the way for me, so I go out of the way for you. And this is where the Sefer HaChinuch talks about the concept of bracha. What does it mean? This is the only bracha d'araisa. Where the Chinuch follows the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't have a separate mitzvah saseh for Birchas HaTorah. The Ramban argues and says, why not? So the Rambam, that's a mystery. What does he do about Birchas HaTorah? Does he hold that it's also d'Rabbanan? Doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. Gemara says, Kishem Hashem Ekra is Birchas HaTorah. Maybe it's included in the bracha, in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Maybe it's Drabanan. But the only one that's clearly Daraisa is Birchas HaMazon. So that is where the Sefer HaChinuch talks about the concept of bracha. What does it mean? We should talk about this. It's already the 70th daf of Maseches Brachas in the Yerushalmi. We never spoke about the word bracha. What does it mean that we give a bracha to Hashem? Says the Chinuch, Mishar Shia Mitzvah Hakdama. Halohi gadati l'cha b'ni. Right, he wrote this for his son. I have told you many times, my son. B'masha kadam, ki l'shem baruch hu kala kavod, v'yahod v'kala tov v'kala chachma v'kala yichoz v'kala bracha. Every HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all powerful and all everything. V'divrei ben adam v'kol ma'aseu v'mtovim ra lo yosef lo yigra. What we do has no effect on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is unchanged. He is the same before we are alive and after we are alive and before we bench and after we bench. Al kein tzarech ata lavchin, ki amar b'amreinu tamid bebrachas, baruch ata Hashem, o yisbarach, ein hamashmoes lefi adome, lahosiv bracha, b'mishe einenu tzarech, l'shum tosefes chalila. Hashem doesn't need anything, and Hashem doesn't get anything. So what does it mean that this command, that we are told to be mevarech Hashem, v'yachalta v'savata uveirachta? Right? Uveirachta. Ki hu adon alakov, v'kal abrachuzu mechadish azam amsiyas me'ayin. He is the one that creates brachas. U'mashpia me'en shefa rav, v'asher tiyah sham ritzonu atov. Alkein tzrichanonu l'chapes kavanas ha'inyan mahu. V'lo notzi zmanenu, v'meshi ha'esek bo tamin mi'beli havana bo klal. Right? You have to, something that, we have no idea what this means. V'ula yoter tov ashtika. Maybe, it's better for me not to say a word, because we might not be able to understand this fully. Aval ha'ahava tekalkel hashura. But what could I do? The love that I have to try to figure this out is ruins that decision of just keeping quiet. So I have to try to figure out exactly what this means. And then he goes into the again, we're not going to read the whole thing; it's a long piece. Yadua Adavar Mefursam. Hashem is Paul Ko Nimsa. Hashem creates everything every second, and he's the only one that Shalem ain't Suffik Bazel Lachol Ben Das. Right. So what exactly does it mean? Bracha. It's all about, as we know, Laorer Nafshenu. And then Urak Hazachira Laorer Nafshenu Bedivrei Finu. Ki Hu Hamivorach. Umivorach, yichlo kolatovos. He is the blessed one. And being the blessed one, encompassed in that is all the goodness possible. Umitocha is oris atov azeb anafshenu v'yichud machshavosenu lahodose love. And through recognizing that he is the one that is the source of all bracha, we will be zoche to all the brachos from him. Baruch ato Hashem means Hashem, you are the source of all bracha. And once I recognize that, so that hopefully is mashpia upon me. Classic, as the Sefer HaChinuch says 100 times, the more we do, the more it affects us. Anu zochem emayis hatov hazeh lahamshich aleinu mi birchosav. Right, through recognizing his bracha, so we are zoche to brachas from him on us. V'achar haskar avodah azu lefanav anu mevakshim imenu, mashanu tzrichim das, o slich alavonoseinu, o refuah, o osher, v'chol davar, v'chulu. The nimsa lefi anachas tamze shehe baruch toar. It's an adjective. Klomar hoda'a elav ki hu kolel kol habrachos. Baruch is describing Hashem. It's not giving Hashem anything. Every time we say baruch ato Hashem, we are describing that Hashem, you are the source of all bracha. Ubalashon is so that's the opposite of what we might think. We're not giving Hashem. We're not blessing Hashem. We're recognizing that He is the source of blessing and hoping that He blesses us. Ubalashon yisbarach, shanu maskirin tamid shehu hameha mispael, right, it's the reflexive. Nomar shakavana bo shanachnu mitchaninin elav, yihiratzam lefanav, shalasavev lev biriyosav lios nachon lefanav, sheyodu akol elav ubo yitalalu. Let everyone recognize that you are the blessed. Yihiratzam lefanacha shakol b'nei olam yu miyachasim habracha elacha umodim, ki mimcha tispashit bakol. Yisbarach, let you be blessed. Let you be honored. Let you be recognized in front of all that you are the source of all bracha. Rabbeinu Bachai talks about this in a different context. He talks about bracha being like from the word brecha, from the word pool, overflowing. Everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is overflowing. Again, it can be connected, but it's a different focus. But that's what he talks about here on Birchas Hamazon, right? Because that is the bracha, obviously, the bracha daraisa that we have. So maybe we'll talk back to that at various points in this parak as well. So the parak starts off, Shlosha Sha'ach Lukachas. Here we are, Ayin Amabes. Anyone who, three men, as we'll see, who eat together have an obligation to make a zimun. What is a zimun? To have an introduction to Birchas Hamazon together. Ocha, what happens if somebody eats, regular food, then they have to do Birchas Hamazon and Birchas Hazimun. What happens if somebody eats something that is what the Charedim calls Damu Le'isser? Something that is connected to an Isser, but it's not fully an Avera, because that'll be the second half of the Mishnah. But, Achal Demai. What's Demai? As we know, a whole Masechta that comes up in three Masechtas, Brachos Pei Demai. Demai is Tfua that one got from an Ama Aretz, and most probably it's all good. It's all fine, and everything was done properly. But, why? Because Rov Ami Haaretz Ma'asrin Hain. But there are some Ami Haaretz that do not take off Meiser Rishon, and in the Meiser Rishon is Trumas Meiser. Well, we assume that they're scared of Truma Gedola, so they take off Truma Gedola, the regular Truma, but they're not so makbid, and maybe they don't know about the Trumas Meiser, which is in the Meiser Rishon, which they give to the Levi. So if I get this, and he says, oh, it's Hufrash, it's Mesukan, it's no longer Tevel, so Rove percentages is that it's all good, but because it might not be, so Chazal instituted that at least midrabanan, you have to take off Meiser Rishon. The Meiser Rishon part of it you could keep because that's a mutul zarim, but the Trumas Meiser part of the Meiser Rishon, that is usher for a Yisrael to eat. So one has to take off that. So what happens if somebody eats demai? Somebody eats demai, says the Sefer Charedim, im acha v'lo iser mevarech alav v'lo havi mitzvah ba'baveira. The rov ameyaretz ma'asrin heim. That's not a mitzvah ba'baveira, rov ameyaretz ma'aser. Right, I violated something, but but it is not considered ma'achalas asuros. That is actually a lumdish question. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Asvin de Araisa in Cloud Vav has this Chakira and Kedarka Bakodesh quotes all of the nafkaminas. Masha Azru Chazal, Demai, Ima Isser Hu Rak Im Hamaretz Lo Iser Be'emes. What happens if I take my chances and the Hamaretz had taken off, had done properly, so it was all mutter? Do I get an Avera? Do I get an Avera? Well, I went against what the Rabbanan told me to do. But anything more than that? Did the Chachamim give it the status of Malachalos Asuros Midi Rabbanan? Right? Or is it just purely Gavra? Avalim I Hamaretz Iser Be'emes Az Afsha Ochelo Yada She'iser Akolzeh It's Kiniskavim Lecho Basar Chazir V'Ola B'Yada Basar Tleh. If the Meiser, if the Amaretz had taken everything off, is it like I thought I'm eating pig, but I'm really eating chicken? Is that like what this is like? Or no? Chazal Dafka Asr this. And therefore, even if really it was Me'usar, it's not the same as eating something kosher. O Dilma, Kimon She'asr Chazal Achilas Demai, Kozman She'in Yodea Im Amaretz Iser, Al Karga Habile Iser Be'etzem, Af Im Iser Amaretz, Kozman She'ha'ochel Yada She'iser, so it's still going to be a problem. And he quotes, Rai is Lakan U'Lakan. But one of the big Rai's is that we know, the Mishnah says in Demai that an Ani is allowed to eat Demai. Right? Or an Oreach, somebody traveling is allowed to eat Demai. That kind of tips us off that it's not so ma'achalos asuros-like if there are people who are allowed to eat it. Okay, but that's the discussion. So, achlu tamai, o ma'aser rishon shenelo trumaso, and ma'aser rishon, literally, that its truma was taken off. So if we take this literally, then there's no chiddush. What does that mean? Ma'aser rishon, that everything was taken off properly. So what's the problem with that? So explains the Gemara in the Bavli, but also the Charei Demir basically quotes the Rav Bar Tanura verbatim on the whole Mishnah, and which is based on the Gemara. It means that the Levi went very early before the chiyuv of Trumas and Ma'aser kicked in, and he took his Ma'aser Rishon. So there was never a chiyuv of Truma Gedola. There was never a chiyuv of Truma Gedola. So the Levi has to take off, as we know from his Ma'aser Rishon, he has to give Trumas Ma'aser to the Kohen. And there's a special din, Gzeres HaKasev. A Levi only has to take off one truma from his Ma'aser Rishon, not two trumas. So even though Truma Gedola was never taken off, but because the Levi took it so early in the processing, before the obligation set in, so Truma Gedola does not have to be taken off. But that's the Chiddush year. Even though Truma Gedola wasn't taken off, but it's still not Tevel. It's still not Asur to eat, and therefore one is able, regular laws of Birchas HaMazon and Zimun apply, as we'll see. That's Ma'aser Rishon Shenidlo Trumaso. Ne'asu Ma'aser Sheni V'Hektish Sheniftu. Ma'aser Sheni and Hektish that were redeemed. So that were redeemed, again, isn't that obvious? If I have a Hektish that was redeemed, so it doesn't have any more Kedusha. Ma'aser Sheni that was redeemed, the Kedusha went out to the money, I'm going to bring that to Yerushalayim. So this is obvious, this is Chulin. The Gemara explains also that maybe you redeemed it, but you didn't deem it perfectly. Why do you didn't redeem it perfectly? We know if somebody is Poda, Ma'aser Sheni, or Hektish that I was Makdish, I have to add on 25%. What the halacha calls a chomesh. It's a chomesh, it's a fifth after you add it on, then it's one fifth. But it's what we call 25%. So, what if I didn't add on 25%? That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That it's still kosher. It's still chulin, you still have a chiyuv to add on the chomesh, but that doesn't make the food not kosher. The chomesh is non-ma'akev, that halacha, and therefore, one would have the regular rules of brachos on it. Continuing. V'hasham b'shachal kazayas. And the waiter that eats a kezias of food, there are two men eating, and the waiter comes in and out, and on the run, he eats a kezias. So what's the chiddush there? You might think that he doesn't have a kvius with them. He's in and out. He's not focused on eating with them. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush also. V'ha-kusi, and the kusiim, in the days of old, again, not anymore, but in the days of old, the psukim describe in Sefer Malachim Aleph, how Sancheriv had drove the Jews out, and he had brought in the Kusim, non-Jewish nation, and they did not keep the mitzvahs and Avodah Zarah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent lions to scare them. Geirei Arayas, they said, okay, we'll convert. And the question is, was that a truthful conversion or not? Geirei Arayos or Geirei Emes? Right, the Gemara in Yevamos talks about conversion not for with an ulterior motive. Is that does that work or not? So that's a machlokas, but it was only a machlokas in the earlier times. But that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Mishnah is talking about in the earlier times, a kusi could take part in the mitzvahs because the Chazal say that the mitzvahs that they kept, they were very makbid on. They were makbid on lifnei iver, as an example. But they were makbid on whatever they kept. So they kept the mitzvahs. So they were makbid on benching, so they kept it so one can bench with a kusi in the days of old. Chazal tell us, though, that later on they all became over the Avodah Zarah, so therefore they lost their status of being Jewish, so to speak. The question is, how could you ever lose your status for being Jewish? Once you're Jewish, so it must be, it's a reflection that originally it was faulty, and it wasn't really a Kabbalah Be'etzem originally. But even originally, the Kuzim had the status, so all of these cases, Mezamnin Aleihem, one could have, make a Zeman on, and again, as the Charedim says here, U'bechol hadi ashmi'inan di'af agav de'damu le'isser, ein kan bracha ba'avera. There is no bracha ba'avera. Aval, but the contrast of all these cases, avalach al tevel, if somebody eats mamish tevel, right, tvua that trumas and maizes weren't taken off of, what's the chiddush? That's obviously total avera. So the Gemara explains, even tevel midirabanan, what if it's growing in a flower pot, right, it's not mamish on the ground, but it's a pot, it has a hole, right, it's nakuv, so it's midirabanan tevel, or maizer rishon shalonit la trumaso. What does it mean that its truma wasn't taken off? The Levi went and took his maizer rishon, after there was a chiv of Truma Gadol already. So now he has to take off both. If he has to take off both, both Truma Gadola and Truma's Meiser, then it's also to eat. Well, Meiser Sheni Vehektish, Shalom Niftu. And Meiser Sheni Vehektish that weren't redeemed. What's the Chiddush? Not that they weren't redeemed at all, even if they were redeemed, but they were redeemed in a faulty way. That not just like the Chomish is missing, but they were redeemed with a coin that doesn't have a tsura on it, or it was redeemed with karka, which you're not allowed to redeem with karka, with immovable items. Vashamish acha pachas be kezayis, or the shamish the way that he's less than a kezayis. Vahanachri or a non-Jew, ein mezamnim aleihem, that one doesn't have zimun on. What's the chiddush of a non-Jew? But a non-Jew is not going to take part of Zimun. So, again, the Gemara says, and the Charedim here quotes it, Beger Shemol Velo Tovel Mairi. The Chiddush is, somebody's in the process of becoming Jewish. Right? He had Bris Milah, but he didn't go to the mikveh yet. So, there, person's not Jewish yet. Person's not Jewish until he has both. Again, a woman only has tevilah, but a man has to have milah and tevilah. And because he doesn't have both, so therefore somebody's just mal, there can't be a zimun with him. There's an interesting discussion in the Achronim. There's a fascinating tshuva of the Binyan Sion, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, the Aruch Laner, where the poskim discuss, right, we know that in Mara we received a couple of mitzvahs, including Shabbos. Shabbos, Paraduba, Kibbutz Avaim. Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about it. Rashi quotes some of these mitzvahs in Bishalach. Shabbos. So all the Achronim wonder. The Rishonim aren't bothered by these types of questions. Right? Achronim are bothered. Actually, there is one. I should take that back. The Arzaruah talks about it. How can the Jews get Shabbos? They weren't Jewish yet. And a non-Jew is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So how are the Jews allowed to get the mitzvah of Shabbos in Mara if Goy Shabbos Chayiv Misa? Right, so how is that possible? So the Yar Zeruah in his Psicha to Hilchas Erev Shabbos, the Yar Zeruah says, they didn't really get Shabbos. They got the concept of Shabbos. They didn't get the details and nitty gritty. Right, he asked this question. Only the nitty gritty. The concept of Shabbos was given in Mara. So you might say, okay, but what does that mean, the concept of Shabbos? Did they keep Shabbos? They didn't keep Shabbos, but they told them there's going to be Shabbos. They gave them the Neshama Yisairah, right? The Aseis, not the Los Aseis. What exactly does that mean? And if you look, it seems like it's taken seriously. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin and the Bavli discusses how they travel, if you do the math about what day it was of the week, they traveled from Rephidim to Midbar Sinai, and it was Shabbos. How they travel? Right, it was Shabbos, right? So the Gemara answers, they were only Mitzuv on Shabbos and not on Tchumen. But it sounds like they were mitzvah on Shabbos, right? So what is one answer? So the real answer, Mistama, Rav Asher Weiss talks about this in his Sefer on Shmos, that they were still not goyim at this point, right? The language of the Gemara is nitztavu Yisrael bimara, Yisrael, right? It says Jews, right? So they weren't fully with all the mitzvahs, but they were still Jewish. That's the age-old Shiloh that the Mishnah Melech has a whole sefer about, right? The Avos, right? Keeping the Torah before it was given. Were they B'nai Noach, super B'nai Noach, pre-Jewish, mini-Jews, right? All these different Lashonas by Rabbi Rosenzweig. Many years ago, I remember hearing shir from him, and he had all these different formulations, right? Super B'nai Noach, pre, mini, right? Somewhere in the middle. Again, each one of them has a different connotation. But there were some that somehow Jewish. But the Binyan Tzion has a suggestion in Chelik Aleph Simin Sadi Aleph. Well, maybe they were Malvalo Taval. They all had Bris Mila in Mitzrayim. We know to eat the Korban Pesach. But the Mikvah they didn't have till Har Sinai. So maybe that's why they were in the middle of the process of Malvalo Taval. Right? And that is something. That is something. Not totally not Jewish. Not fully Jewish, but it's not fully non-Jewish either. And therefore, for Hilchus, as we would say here, for Hilchus, Zimun, right? We're not Jewish. Therefore, we wouldn't be able to have Zimun. But for Hilchus, Shabbos, so then maybe we're not Goyim yet. And therefore, one would be able to, have that middle approach. Okay, that's the Binyan Tzion and Sadi Aleph. That's his suggestion. Okay. The Gemara here says, at least, the Mishnah here says at least that you cannot have Zimun with Advar Avera. There is a major machlokas Rishonim and Poskim. Is that all that it means? Right? What happens about making a bracha itself? Making a bracha on Advar Isser. If somebody's eating something not kosher for some reason, but they want to make a bracha, so they make a bracha. That's a machlokas Rambam Raivin, machlokas Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Rambam Raivin, Aleph Yutes. Machlokas, the Rambam says, no bracha. No bracha on Advar Isser. No bracha na dvar iser. Kala ochal dvar iser, bein bezadon, bein bishkaga, einu mavarech alav lo betchil lo basof. On purpose or by accident. What would the Rambam say about if somebody's eating if they're sick, if they're ill, and they're allowed to? That's not a zadon or a shkaga. So Pasha's Rambam would say, that's okay. If it's a sakana, right, what somebody eats on Yom Kippur, is there a difference between if it's inherently usur or just the time makes it usur, like Yom Kippur? So that's a discussion. That's the Rambam Shita and Aleph Yutes. And the Ravid is not happy. Says the Ravid, Taba zeh toz gadola. There's a huge mistake. Shalo amru ein mevarchin elish ein mezamnim aleihem. No, you don't have zimun. Lo amar she'en lem kfius lezimun. Ho va ochlin dvar ha'isr. Vuhu ke'en achilas peiras she'en lem keva lezimun. You can't have a kfius on a dvar iser. So that's what our Mishnah says. You can't have zimun. Aval bracha tchila vasof lama lo yavarchu hol venenu berch zanenin. You got hanoi, you got pleasure. Right, so how can you eat without a bracha? That's the Ravid and the Rambam. The Rashba likes the Ravid. The Rashba on this daf, on daf memhei in brachas, he agrees with the Ravid. He says, I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. I'm sorry. The opposite. Vali nira kedivri Rambam, because he brings a Rai. There are others that agree with the Ravid. He says, I agree, because there's a Gemara in Masechah Shabbos and Baal Malikin that talks about, on Dmai, Mevarchen alav, Mizanim alav. So separate, Mevarchen and Mizamnin. So you see, it's a separate idea. Alma Dmai Mevarchen alav, Hatevel Gamar Ein Mevarchen alav. So he quotes, this is what the Rashba thinks. Again, important machlokas. Maybe the Rambam holds that inherently a Birchas Hanenin has to be a matir. And therefore, if it's not going to work as a matir, even after I make the brachas, then maybe it's pointless. If it's going to still be usser after I make the brachas, then what's the point of the bracha? Right, is it just going by the nutritional value, the Ravid would say? You're still getting benefits. But the Rambam would say it has to inherently be that matir. Okay, a lot more to talk about. Let's continue. Shlosha shachul kachas chayven lezamin v'chulu. So three people that ate together, hacha itmar. Later on in this parak, the Mishnah says, the language of ein rishon l'chalek. You're not allowed to split up. If you start off eating three, you can't split up. Akan itmar in our Mishnah says, chayven lezamin. What's the difference between the lashonos of you're obligated to have a zimun or you can't split up? Shmuel amar kan betchila kan basof. The chiddush is that if you start it together, even if you don't finish together, if you're finishing at different times, so still, you're not allowed to split up. That's the added benefit. You might have thought that only if you're together from beginning to end, you have a chiyuv to do it, to have a zimun. The chiddush is, of saying both lashonos, of chayav lezamin and aser lachalig, that there's already a chiyuv at the beginning, as long as you started together. Eze betchil veze basof, what does beginning mean? What does beginning mean? How much do you have to be together? Trein amoron machlokas. Chad amar nostu das lecho zeh batchila. Achlu kizay zeh basof. First daya is once you decide that you're going to eat together, that's good enough. If you decide to eat together, even if you didn't eat a kizayis together yet, that's already chiyuv, the zimun kicks in. Vecharana amar achlu kizay zeh batchila. No. If you decided, that's too early. Only if you ate a kizayis together, then that would be a chiyuv to finish together, gamru achilasa zeh basof. But when you finish eating, that would be basof. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a related tshuva in Arachayim, Chelek Aleph, Simen Nun Vav. Okay. The Gemara here establishes for us that, you know, the beginning is crucial and what your das is. So what happens if you ever don't want to be part of the Zimun? Right? You know, could I do that? Do I have that allowance? I know I'm going to eat together with everybody, but I really want to leave early. I'm going to run out. So you don't want to be a part of the Zimun. What does Rav Moshe talk about? Weddings. Rav Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Simen Nun Vav. You know the Sheva Brachas is going to be at 2 o'clock in the morning. You don't want to stay for the whole wedding. You want to leave after the first dance. But you know, if you're eating together and you wash together, what does the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah here say? Chayev Lazamein. So Rav Moshe says, if one has in mind, when one washes, you already have das. It's tricky though, because you don't want to not take part in the Suthas Chasam Takala, because then your mitzvah is, then you're not taking part, right? You're just physically eating there, but, so you want to be able to like, be mitztarev to the Suda, but not be mitztarev so much that I am going to have to stay till benching. So Moshe says you can. Moshe says you can, right? Because it's, they understand, and you don't want to stay up till, 2 in the morning. So he says, Sheyomru beferish. Kodem sheyesh rolechol. Shein miskavnim litztarev lekfiyas imshar hamesubin. Sheoz af sheyoshtim b'shulchan echad, lo mischai bezimun. If you have das, beferish, not to be part of it. And he talks about this idea. Again, it's a little tricky though. If it's not going to be so late, that's why Baruch Hashem, I mean, it happens to be in various weddings nowadays, they do Sheva Brachas earlier. They'll do Sheva Brachas after the first dance. Then whoever wants to leave can leave, be part of the Sheva Brachas, and then after. Again, I haven't been to a Sheva Brachas in a while, being in a Shnas Avelus, but that's the trend, which is very nice, because it's really, taking into account people who want to be there and not rely on this kula of having the das, but don't want to be there till very early in the morning. So, that is, a way out, says Rav Moshe. Okay, so we have 2 days in the Gemara, whether it goes by the das or by the beginning of the eating. Rav Abba b'shem Rav Huna, Rav Zeira b'shem Abba bar Yirmiya, Shlosha Chova, Shnayim Rishus. Right, it says 3 people that eat together have an obligation. So, what is that mashma about 2 people? So you might say, 2 have an obligation, but 3 have an obligation, but 2 have a rishus, have an option. Amar Rav Zeira, Kumi Rav Yasa, Amar Le, Ani Ein Li Ela Mishnah. I only know the Mishnah. Shlosha Shachlu Ka'achas Chayev and Lazamin. 3, they have a chiyev. Doesn't say anything else about any other numbers. So I don't think there's anything but under 3. Rabbanan Dahacha Kedaitun, Rabbanan Dahasam Kedaitun. This machlokas is lishitaso. Who is this machlokas between? It was Reb Zera in front of Reb Yosi, and it was Reb Zera b'shem Abba bar Yirmiya. So one, as we'll see, from Rabbanan Dahacha, the Haredim explains, Reb Yosa was Chachme Eretz Yisrael, and Reb Zera, right, I guess before he came to Eretz Yisrael, he was from Bavel. So they each followed their lishitaso in a totally different context. What's the machlokas here? Whether 2 is a rishus. Whether 2 is a rishus, 3 is a chiyuv, or the 2 is a rishus. So, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, in Ilchus Dinei Mamonos, Shnayim Shedonu Dineim Dimel Shenikru Bezdin Chatzuf. Right, you have to have 3 for a Bezdin. What if you have 2 for a Bezdin? Shmuel says, it's okay, it's just called a chutzpah Bezdin. Meaning you're not doing what you should be doing, so you're relying on a lower level situation. So 3 is supposed to be, but 2 is okay. So that's why the Chachmei Bavel say, 3 is Chiyav L'Zamein, but 2 is also works. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, Tarveon Amrin, Afilu Shtayim Shadonu Ein Dinei Amdin. No, 2 Ein Dinei Amdin. It's not good even by the Eved, just like by Zimun, Ein Dinei Amdin. The Pnei Aryeh, one of the Achron in the back, wonder, Ma Inyan Zimun Eitzel Dinei Mamonos. Ma Kesher between the 2 of them. And he goes through that even psak-wise, it's a problem. Because we Paskin 2 cannot have a Zimun at all, while Shnayim Shadonu Dinei Amdin, El Shnei Grabez and Chasef. So it's a little tricky, the Gemara is paralleling them, maybe the Yusha Bavli wouldn't parallel them at all. But here there is a parallel. Weiter. Rav Chuna Amar, Shlosha Sha'achlu, Zeb Ibnei Atzmo, Vezeb Ibnei Atzmo, Vezeb Ibnei Atzmo, Vinis Arvu Bezamnin, 3 people that eat totally separately, they could end up having a Zimun together. So how was that? They didn't eat together. Rav Chista Amar, Vehein Shabo, Mishalosh Chaburos, if they all started out having a Chi of Zimun. Let's say you have in a room, you have 3 different groups. 3 different groups, each of 3. So they each have their own Zimun. But then, six of them left. Two from each group. And you have one guy from each group that's left. So when he started eating, he had a chiyuv zimun with the other guys in his group. Just so happened that they left. But because he had a chiyuv zimun when they started, he could go join the other ones that had a chiyuv zimun and bench with a different group to fulfill that zimun. That's what it means. They came from shalosh chaburos. Al daite derab ze'era v'chavroseha vein sha'achlu shlosha achas. And again, as long as they had three which had the chiyuv zimun at the beginning and not just two, not just two. That is Rav Chuna. Rav Yona al Hadad Rav Chuna says maybe the same thing should apply in the following. And then we'll have to see, Be'ez Hashem, if it's really comparable. Another totally different context. We know that for Paraduma, one has to take three hyssop branches and dip them in the dam and then use that to sprinkle. So Hitbil Shalosh Ezovos. What if I take three separate Ezov branches instead of dipping them all at once? I dip them one after another. But then, and then I put them all together. I could use them to sprinkle. Use them to sprinkle, because now they're all together. Rav Chizda Amar, Vein Shabo Mishalosh Chavilos. As long as when you took them originally, they were in a group of three. The Gemara says elsewhere, Mesecha Sukkah, that a Chavila has to be, an Aguda has to be three. So therefore, as long as it started with three, parallel to the Zeman case, it started with three, even though the two other branches that were in its group are no longer here, as long as they all started with three, and now it's a group of three, it's all good. You have to start with three and end with three. Just like by the Zimun case. As long as you started with three, so then it could end with three. So this is comparing. Again, first we compared Zimun to Dine Mamanis, to Dayanis, and then now we are comparing Zimun to Para Aduma dippings. And we'll have to see whether that's appropriate to compare the two. That's where Be'ez Hashem will pick up with tomorrow within Tamar. Okay, we will stop here.